Zog de Gemara, Daf Chof Amid Aleph, six lines from the bottom where the Gemara starts. We learned in our Mishnah that if animal that's found anywhere from Yerushalayim until the area of Migdal Eder from all four directions, so if it's a Zohar, you can assume it's an Oila. If it's in the Keva, it's Zivchei Shlomim. Zog de Gemara, Reb Hoshi Rabba Omar, meaning, what does that mean? That means you actually bring it as a carbon oiler. You bring it as a carbon shlomim. Lemais, it's a suffix. An oiler is kulik kolol. A shlomim is not. So maybe it's a shlomim. So how could you for sure bring it as a shlomim? For sure as an oiler. Zok the Gemara, it doesn't mean you actually bring it.
You're right. I mean, aren't you
saying mechanroi? But the Gemara says, well, you say mechanroi, but at the end of the day, what happened to the din of, we'll see soon in a second, that it's not muchach, because a shlomim can come from a nekeva and a zohar. So it's amuchach b'chlal, the whole din of zohar and nekeva. But upon him, the Gemara says, it's far to suffic. Enter the Gemara, I never meant to actually bring it, but rather what I meant is, the person has to be very generous. The finder, what he has to do, he has to love b'dimeyen shonu. That means, he takes the amount of money for two animals, not for one, for two. And he makes a condition, he makes a tenai. He says, if this animal is an oiler, I'm being mechala the mois now on the carbon oil, I'm bringing an oiler. And then the other money that I'm bringing is shalmei nedova. It's a shlomim nedova. And if the animal is a shlomim, I'm taking this other money now and giving it as a shlomim, being mechala on the shlomim. And the other money is a oilas nedova. So I make a tanaim in malav shuch and I'm covering both ends. It's going to cost me double. That's the way a person has to get out of this suffix. Zog de Gemara. Omar le-Rab Yechanan. Okay. Zog de Gemara, Omar le-Rab Yechanan. The Gemara is a different kasha. You're asking a kasha who's going to want to do this. But the Gemara is a different kasha. Omar le-Rab Yechanan, you can't just be mechal an animal without a mum. Omar le-Rab Yechanan, Omar le-Odom tsei u-me-oil be-kochim. You can't just be mechal an animal that's koshel mizbeach, right? You can't just be mechal. You mechal something when it's a mum. A healthy animal, you can't be mechal. You want to be mechal. That's what you're trying to do. You're taking money to be mechal on a healthy animal. You can't do that. You can't be mechal. So what kind of chil is this? So you took double the money, but it's still a chil on not a balmum. Zog de Gemara, what does it mean? Elo, you have to say, hilchu bohen acha roiv. Oh, and that's what you wanted to say originally. I mean, that's what we learned in the Mishnah. We must be that the pshat is, you go after roiv, and roiv animals, schorim are, im roiv schorim. So then it's oilus, and if him roiv in the kevois, then it's zifchei shalom shlomim, and you take a makriv as an oiler, you're makriv as a shlomim. You're not being mechal. We can't mechal an animal that's kosher without a balmum. It just means you're makriv. You go bas a roiv. Now the Gemara says, even according to this teretz, zok the Gemara. Ein shlomim boim in aschorim in a kevois, but this presumption is incorrect. You're telling me roiv schorim are oilus and the kevis are shlomim, but that's incorrect. Zok the Gemara ve'ein ha-shlomim boim min ha-schorim u'min ha-nekevis. After all, by schorim you're right of a suffix. Shlomim come from schorim and a kevis. So you're telling me that schorim are oilus, the kevis are shlomim. That's not true. Shlomim are schorim and a kevis. So vayta you should be mistapik in a zohar that maybe it's a shlomim. So the Gemara says, pshat as follows. We're keeping what we said before, that you take double the money and you do two animals, but you wait till it has a mum. That means you take away till it, you're able to be mechalit, and then you take double the money. So Gemara, ketzer u'oisa, zok the Gemara, moitzion lechulin, meaning you take we moitzion lechulin, you take the value of both animals, but after it has a mum. V'choyze v'oisa oison, daf chofam et beiz, v'choyze v'oisa oison oilois. And then tak you make the condition, like we said, that you make it as an oila, and you make it as a shlomim, and you do both of them. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rab Zeira, kame de at Omar Tamon, tnai based in another teretz. Zog de Gemara, Omar Rab Zeira, kame de at Omar Tamon, tnai based in uala moisres, that sheikavu oilos. We had before in the Gemara, we had a sugya that is a Tanai Bezdin. There were many Tanai Bezdins. One of the Tanai Bezdins is that Moise Chatos, Kreva Oila. We had a sugya, if you find money between Oilas Kinim and Oilas, you give it as an Oila. Ah, we asked, what about the Chatos? Tanai Bezin, the Moisa Chatos Kreva Oila, who had in that you find, what you find is an Oila. What about the Kapara that we said you're responsible to bring another one? But the point is, there's something called the Tanai Bezin that Moisa Chatos are maybe Oilas. So just like Moisa Chatos maybe Oilas, So Mela Huadin over here, likewise. Kainat ma oif ocha. So they say the same thing over here. Tanai bezinu ala oif dois oilois. Just like Moise chatos craving oilois. If you have extra chatois, Moise, or monies. So crave oilois. So that's a tanai bezin. The tanai bezin have the ability to take the person's money and change its course. Mitchila. So over here also, they say that oivdois oilois, something that's lost and found, is also yikvu oilois. It can be brought. It's a bezin of oivdois or oilois. So now, even though you had a kasha, a zohar is possible to be a shlomim. It's not muchach that zchorim are only oilois. Zchorim can be shlomim too. It's a chelik of the tenai bezin that oivdois zchorim are oilois found. Animals that are scharim are brought as oilos. Just like Moise Chatos is an oilo, so oivdois scharim are oilos. I check to be a shlomim, that's a tanai bezdin.
What's the comparison to your afacha? Over there, it's extra money for a chatos. It's extra money, it's not going for anything. But extra money, they can buy his kibbe, so bezdin said, make an oilo. Here, bezdin being acre from one carbon to another.
Correct. It's a bigger chiddush. Correct.
So what's your afacha? You're saying just like you do it over here, you do it over here. Over there, you're not doing anything. Over here, you're changing the entire direction of the behemah.
Oh, that's a chiddush. Gemara's next kasha. Frek the Gemara, Omalei. Omar Reb Yosi, Reb Yanka Ba'acha, Ein Zeh Mezit, meaning there's a fundamental difference between monies that are found and you say Moiser Chatos Oila versus an animal itself that you're being makriv as an Oila. On that, how do you compare that to the thing? That's like taking behedya something that was a vekeshtelt for a shlomim and you're saying, no, I'm bringing it as an Oila. Here you're taking the animal itself. That's like B'mezit taking, changing course of the animal itself. By the money, you can say Tanai Bezdin that this money you stole direct for A. No, we have the ability to change your money. Hefka Bezdin Hefka, have the bailus on your money. So stole direct for B. But to say on the animal itself, that's a shtik shlomim, to say Makav as an Oila. So the Gemara now extends the Tanai Bezdin. Ein Echanami. Omalei, Mikevon Shu Tanai Bezdin, Ein Zemezit. That means the Gemara is saying, Gevaldige Teretz, it's not the pshat that we're changing course. Bezdin was oiker the same korban shlomim in such an instance. It's as if it was never niskadish as a shlomim. We're looking at it as an animal that's a shlomim. How do you change course, an animal mid-course, and suddenly bring it as an oila? The Tanai Bezdin goes so far and says that it doesn't have a kedusha of a shlomim. It was never niskadish l'shem shlomim, but rather l'shem oila if it gets lost. And lost animal was never niskadish b'kedusha shlomim v'tzazokar, and that's where you can bring it. That's the extent of the Tanai Bezdin. But
they
oikered it and they made it into a shlom, into an oiler. That's what they did. They didn't want to stop being mafsid hektish. They took a lost animal and they have a tanai bezdin that it's not b'kedusha shlomim, it's b'kedusha oiler. They're not going to mafkia kedusha and take it away. They made it b'kedusha oiler. Zok the Gemara Om Reb Yosi, Ada no tamon. When I was still in Bavel, this is Yerushalmi. So he says, when I was Tamon, when I was in Bavel, Shamet Kol Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I overheard Rav Yehuda ask Shmuel, what's the din? Hifri Shikla Yumeis. We had this earlier, numerous times in the Masechta already. If someone, before he had a chance to be Torim Delishka, but in Maisi he was ready Mafish his money. So if Hekdesh is Zoichen it already, so even though usually we know that with Hekdesh, you also buy Chatois HaTzibur. And Chatesh HaMesu Baleo is Lemisa Azlo, but this already we had numerous times, by a Korban Tzibur, it's different. There's no din of Chatesh HaMesu. Chatesh HaMesu Baleo is a din of a Yochid. A Yochid, so then Mesu Baleo, it's Lemisa Azlo. Mashenken over here, it's a Tzibur. So you've been mafish the Mois, for what? It's already hectic, it's koinit. So even though the koinit chatois also, and the guy died, what's that going to do? Zog the Gemara, Omale yiplu nedova. So he overheard Shmuel answer Rabbi Yehuda on his question, yiplu nedova. It goes in the dova. I'm sorry, yiplu nedova. Yeah, it's an oila, correct. Zok de Gemara, what about, we had in our Mishnah, that one of the Tanai Bezdins we discussed in the Mishnah, was that a Kohen brings every single day the Asir Se'efa. And then we said, what about when he dies, do you also do Machzeb HaBoik and Machzeb HaErev? Where does it come from? Mr. Loshan in the Mishnah, oh, V'Tanai Bezdin wa Kohen Gol Shemes, Shnei Michosu Kreve Mishal Tzibur. It's Mishal Tzibur. Told the Memana and New Kohen Gol. Now the Gemara goes into this din of Asiris Eifa. Again, the Kohen Gadol brought every single day Asiris Eifa. Chatzi Yisorin in the morning, Chatzi Yisorin Ba'erv in the evening. That's who he was makir b'korban mincha. Zok the Gemara, Umoyser Asiris Eifa Shaloi. Meaning, Umoyser Asiris Eifa, this extra Asiris Eifa that the Kohen Gadol was makir every single day, if he was mafrish mois for Asiris Eifa and is left over, what do you do with it? You can't use it for tomorrow. Every day needs his own Asir Se'efa. So what do you do with this money? U'moysir Asir Se'efa Shaloi. What's the din? Of the Shaloi means of the Kohen Gadol. What's the din? Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Omar, Yolichem Yam HaMelech. It has to go to Yam HaMelech. And the reason is, because this is a mincha of a Kohen Gadol. By regular minchas choyte, it says, Kichatas Hu, or Kichatas He. Kichatas He is telling me, to be mayit, there's another mincha that's not like a Kichatas. The mincha of the Kohen Gadol, the Torah is telling us that the moiser is not like a regular moiser chatos, but rather it goes to ibud, it goes to yamagodol. The regular moiser of a regular chatos, it goes to nedova. But the moiser of a different type of mincha, it's chatos he, this one, a regular mincha. Masha'enke, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, it goes to yamagodol and it goes to ibud. So that's one side, Yalicha Melech. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, no, we don't differentiate between kichatos hi, meaning a regular minchas choyta, and the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. And it's also comparable. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, yiplu nedova. Just like Moshe Chatos, the din is of a regular minchas choyta, the Moshe Chatos goes to nedova. So who had in the Kohen Gadol is also called the chatos. And we don't differentiate. It's also called the chatos. So it has the same. We have a machlokes over here, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Eliezer. What happens to the moiser asiris eifa? Do we say it's yiplu nedova like every moiser of a minchas choyta, or do we say it's yolich ram melech? Zok the Gemara, the Tanai Bezdin that we said in our Mishnah about the eifa of the Kohen Gadol, asiris eifa she Kohen Gadol, that we said that you bring machatzisa baboika and machatzisa be'erev. Rabbi Yechon Omar v'choytza oisa. Meaning, what's the process? Meaning, in the morning you bring an Isor and Sholem into the Beis HaMikdash, v'choytze oisa, and then you split it into a half part of it. Half of it is for a carbon in the morning, half of it in the evening. But you weren't Mekadosh yet in the Kli Shoritz. The measuring Kli was not a Kli Shoritz, according to Rabbi Yochanan, v'achkach Mekadosh. And only then you Mekadosh every half individually in the Kli Shoritz. That means you bring an Isar and Sholem. You measure it, take out half. But that's not a Klishoris yet. It's not Mitzkadish yet. After you split it into two, now in the morning before you makrev it, then you put it in the Klishoris and you Mekadosh it. And in the evening you put it in the Klishoris itself again. But not the Pshat, it's Mitzkadish when you bring it in the morning as a whole. Reb Shimon Lokish says no. Reb Shimon Lokish Omar, Mekadosho. First you take the whole thing as one in the Klishoris. I guess that measuring tool itself is a Kli Shoris. And now when you measure it out, it's already in this Kaddish before you makrev it. And then you choytze it. So it's an afkamina. Or you mekadish it and then choytze. Or you choytze and only mekadish it before that akrova. Zog the Gemara, masnitza. Meaning, our Mishnah, not our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Menachos is pligal Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that you're choytze and then mekadish. Is it Kodesh already or not? Big Daf Kamina. We'll see soon. Nafkamina is if it's already klisha, if it's already niskalish already. So we'll see legabe yama melech. If it's already niskalish or not, you can't just throw it out. We'll see. Zog the Gemara, the Mishnah in Menachos argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because we learned over there in the Mishnah that a kohen gadol that brings half in the morning and half in the evening, if let's say he died. So now they appoint another kohen gadol. Not like our Mishnah said, till they bring a point. But let's say they appointed right away another kohen gadol. So again, this kohen gadol number one that died, Reuven, he brought half in the morning. His other half, he's not bringing. He died. Second kohen gadol with this manna, he brings the second half from what he separated. What happens to the second half of the first kohen gadol and the first half or the other half of the second kohen gadol? What's the mark of it? You only bring two in a day. You don't bring more than two. So that he saw in Shalom, I only brought half, and he only brought half. What happens to the other half? So the Mishnah over there says as follows, that makiv mechza u mechza oved, meaning the second kohen gadol is only makiv half, and the other half goes is oved. Now bishlam according to Rish Lakish, that what? That first you mekadesh it and then you chaytseyu. So that's why it's taka ovad. Why? Because it was already in the klisharitz. You can't do anything with it. You can't just use it. But according, because it was already in kadesh. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, they only mekadesh it later. So why is it ovad? It was never in kadesh in the kli. If it's only in kadesh in the kli afterwards, so why is it ovad? Ovad means you're lost. You can't do anything with it. Why can't you do anything with it? That's enough afkamin, if it's a Skadish before it's or not. If it's a red Niskadish, going to Shlokesh, I get it. Why it's Ovad? But if it's not Niskadish yet, why is it Ovad?
Why can the second Kohen Gadol bring the first one?
Because that's his. That was every Kohen Gadol has his own. So if I can't take someone else's. So when it's Niskadish, it's Ovad. And his is also Niskadish before it's Ovad. So that's going to Shlokesh. But if you only Mekadish it afterwards, so why is it Ovad? It's just a half a mincha, then nothing happened to it. Use it. Zog to Gemara. So what's Rabbi Yechon going to answer? Potalo, sheken afilu mois yelchul yama melech. Meaning, we learned before that even extra monies of an Asiris Eifo, which has no Kedusha at all, no Kedusha Guf in money, it's only Kedusha Domim. And yet we learned that what? That Yechel Yama Melech. So, Madach in a case of the money itself, which is only Kedusha Domim, it's Yechel Yama Melech. So even according to me, that you bring me Tzor and Sholem, and it's only Kedusha Domim, it's no Kedusha Guf, it's Yechel Yama Melech. That's the din of Moise Asiris Eifo. Just like Moise, money of Asir Seif is Yama Melech, so too the Eifa itself, the Chatzi Yisorin, is the Yama Melech. I ask me, there's no Kedush Saguf? That's the din of Moise Asir Seif. Moise Asir Seif goes the Yama Melech. Zog the Gemara, another question on Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that you're Mekadosh it afterwards. Mas Nisa Pliga Al Reb Shimon Lakish. Oh, now the Gemara says, you have to be Goyos of Rabbi Yechonon. In the other Mefarshim explained, because we're asking another question of Rabbi Yochanan. Mas Nisa, again, the Mishnah in Menachos argues on him. Why? It says over there, Nimtu Shnei Chatzoyin Krevin, U Shnei Chatzoyin Avudin. Two halves are brought, and two halves are lost. The second half of the first coin, and the other half of the first half of the second coin. V'toni Alon, we learned in the Brayis over there, Mechtze Rishoyin, V'mechtze Sheni, meaning, that which we said that it's Avudin, it's mechze of the Rishon and mechze of the Sheni. To uba tzuroson. Now, it doesn't mean it has a psula guf right away. If it has a psula guf right away, you don't have to wait for Iber Tzura. Iber Tzura means it has to change face. Everything changes face after it becomes noiser. So everything has a prescribed time that it becomes noiser. So it says clearly over here that the extra of the Asiris Eifa, you have to wait, the mechze Rishon and mechze Sheni, you have to wait for Iber Tzura. That means that's a psulina. And then only v'yetzel beis asreifa. So now, Bishlam according to Shlokish, the reason why you have to burn the two chatzoyin, the two halves, they were talking as kaddish and klishores. So then, I understand why you have to burn it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what number one? Why do you have to wait for Iber Tzura? After all, it's regular chulin. You can be ma'abed right away. You can be ma'abed chulin. Something that's a psula guf, and you have to wait for Iber Tzura. But something that's not a psula guf, it's regular chulin. What do you have to wait for Iber Tzura? And number two. Why is it b'chal gola beis eschefa? It's not as kaddish in the klishoris at all. So enecham, we said before that it's moisa asir seifa. It goes to Yama Melech, but why sreifa? So we're asking a double kasha. Why does it go to sreifa, and why didn't it eat ibutura? Bishleim el Yama Melech, I got it. Moisa asir seifa is Yama Melech, leibut. But now we're saying it says it goes to sreifa dafka. Sreifa dafka means the psula guf. Psula guf was the kaddish in the klishoris. So why do you have to wait for Ibutzua, and why do you have to burn it? Zog the Gemara, Pota lo, Rabbi Yechon is going to answer, Rabbi Shmuel, the Omar, Isorin Mekadesh. Meaning, this is like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Taka says that the reason why it's Uber to Ross and it's going to the place of Srefa is because he Taka holds that you Mekadesh it first, is going to Rabbi Shmuel. I myself, Rabbi Yechon says, hold, you Mekadesh it afterwards. And Rabbi Zayit, no psula guf, and it would not be required to be Lebes HaSreif or Ibut Tzura. But it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds like a Shlokesh Taka. So seemingly he's answering it's a Machlekes Tanoim. I hold like the Tanoim that argue on Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Kivege is bothered. Zok to Rabbi Kivege in Gilin Hashas, Lo Yodati Loim Mokoim. Where is this Rabbi Shmuel? Which Shita Rabbi Shmuel holds the Shita that you are Mekadeshit first? V'hagro Higiak Reb Shimon, the Shita of Reb Shimon. Now this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that holds that the measuring kli itself was also niskadesh. So merely yataka mekadesh it beforehand. You mekadesh it beforehand because it goes into the measuring utensil. The kli medida is also nimshach and it has a kedin of kedushas kli. So it's taka niskadesh before the akrova. Zok the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara, Kshakoyein Miskarev Tchila Lavoido. There's something called Minchas Chinuch. There's a sefer called Minchas Chinuch, but the first time the Koyen Hedyet does the Avoido, he does the same thing like a Koyen Gol does every single day. He takes an Asir Seifo, he brings half in the morning, half in the evening. Koyen Gol does this every day. But a Koyen Hedyet is the first day he's the Scharach called the Minchas Chinuch. Now, Kshakoyein Miskarev Tchila Lavoido, the first time he becomes a Koyen, maybe Asir Seifo Shaloi. Meaning, he brings the regular Asiris Eva, v'oiv da biyodoi, and he himself is makrivit. Echot koin golov, echot koin hedyet, sho'ovdush, ad shalei v'yu Asiris Eva shalem, avaydosin k'shego. Meaning, even a koin godl, or a koin hedyet, both of them, that they have to bring this, biyoim chinucham, let's say they did not bring this minchas chinuch. They didn't do it. They did the rest of the avodah before they brought this minchas chinuch. The avodah is ksera. The mincha is not ma'akev the avodah. If you didn't do this on inauguration mincha. Now, zok the Gemara. No, before they do the avodah. Echad koyin edit she'ovdu. They did the regular avodah of the day. Meaning they did the regular hakrov of the minchas chavitin. It's not ma'akev the fact that they didn't bring beforehand the minchas chinuch, this inauguration carbon. Now the Gemara has the following question. Rabbona boy meimar, boy bayoyim sheniskarev tchilo lavoido. The first day that he becomes a koyin, boy bayoyim nismane liyos koyin golu. This happened by Aaron a koyin. But let's see, have a scenario where a koyin hedyet becomes a koyin and a koyin golu the same day. What does he bring? Does he do this twice now? Does he bring a michas chinuch of a koyin hedyet and also another one of a koyin golu? Maybe shtayim. He brings two asiris eifos. Achas the chinuchay, one has a chinuch of a koyin hedyot, and achas the choyves ayoyim. And one the koyin goes daily michas asiris eifos that is to bring achas bebeikav, achas beerev. So that's his chiddush. His chiddush is that Yitaka bring two. There's a famous Rameya Simcha. Oh, the chiddush of Rameya Simcha is because after all, we're saying now that you bring two. So what's the pshat in two? Does two mean that you bring the minchas chinuch of a regular koyin hedyet, the one that a koyin hedyet does before he starts to become a koyin hedyet? You also bring the minchas asiris eif of the koyin godl, that's two. Or pshat is no, you bring the minchas chinuch of the koyin godl and the regular asiris eif that the koyin godl usually brings. And you leave out the chinuch of the koyin hedyet. The Gemara Menachas Ayin Ches says, not like the Yerushalmi. You bring three. One for the minchas chinuch of the koyin hedyet, one for the minchas chinuch of the koyin godl, and one for the choyves hayoyim. Three. Zok the Meir Simcha in our Sameach, in Kli HaMikdosh. What do you say to Machlokes Bavi Yerushalmi? What's the lomdus? What's the status of a koyin godl? Is the koyin godl pshat is a koyin hedyet that was nitois of another kedusha? He's a koyin hedyet plus. Or pshat is, and that's why Yitaka, he has to bring two as a koyin hedyet, another one as a koyin godl. Or no, the koyin godl gufa is a eger kedusha for the atzmai. It's not the pshat the koyin hedyet plus. That would be the nafkamina. He says the machlokes Bava and Yerushalmi. So the Mele, according to our Gemara, the Yerushalmi says taka that you bring two. Two means as a kohen gadol's chinuch and the asira seifa that he brings every day, and the Bavli that says you bring three is because you bring as the chinuch of the kohen hedyot, the chinuch of the kohen gadol, and the regular asira seifa that every kohen gadol brings every single day. And Rav Meir Simcha wants to be toiler that this machloikus is the machloikus in Gemara Yuma Yud Beis if the avnet of the kohen gadol is the same as the avnet of the kohen hedyot, meaning is he kohen hedyot plus or is he egin inclusion of kohen gadol? So the Gemara weiter, the Gemara dashes the Gabi Michas Chavitin. It says in the pasuk Tvi'eno Tufini that you bake it Tufini only after Tvi'eno when it's ready to be brought. So the Gemara Tufini b'shasavot Tufini ve'em b'shachis Tufini. That means you only bake it when it's ready to be brought and not the night before. It's not baked at night. For the Gemara v'taninon. After all, we learned in the Mishnah in Tomid that says that v'hemidu oise Chavitin lasis Chavitin. It says over there that hamidu oitzah chavitin las chavitin, that the maimed already, the kohen, he was making, he was getting himself ready to make the chavitin ready the night before. So we see l'chor that you baked it before. And this is koidem sheher ha-shachar. Zog digamoga, omeg abchir ba'abo, that's not referring to the ma'is afir. Afir is only done b'shaz da'avo, but rather it means las es chamin levucha. It means to heat up the water that you're using afterwards for the chalita of the mincha, to put it in roitchin. Muveches tvieno. So that's the muveches part, the heating up the water you can do taka before daybreak. Zogdimo, another pshat in Tufini. Tufini, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Reb Chanina. He says the pshat is, mitagno ve'achach oifoiso. First you fry it, tigun, and then you bake it. That's one pshat in Tufini. Rabbi Acha b'shem Reb Chanina, he says the opposite. Oifo, oiso, ve'achach mitagno. So the question is, what does Tufini require? Is it tigun and then afia, or is it dafka afia and only tigun afterwards? And the Gemara is going to explain the son of machlokes. So the Gemara first says tufini means tefeno no. That means b'shas afia it has to be no. No means it's ready mevushal, like we know, like it says in the pasuk al toich lemenu no, partially mevushal. So memela you have metagin it before the afia. Tufi tefeno no. You oif it, when do you bake it? When it's ready, no. It's partially cooked. What's partially cooked mean? The ma'ase tigun. So tigun is before the afia. That's pshat in the mandom that says that you metagva v'achach oifa. That's Rabbi Yasa b'shem Reb Chanina. Rabbi Omer teofeno no'e. Tufini doesn't mean teofeno no when it's ready no before, but it means teofeno no'e. It has to be a nice ma'ase afia. If you do the tigun before, it already becomes darkened because of the oil that's being fried. That's not a pretty sight. It has to be teofeno no'e. So teofeno no'e means, that means the opposite. You are metagin it after that fear. Now the Gemara says, Reb Doisoy Meir third pshat, teofeno ribo. He's saying a little of each. He's saying, Reb Doisoy is saying, sargat kama and sar like Rebbe. Meaning, you do two afias. You're oifa, you're metagin, and you're oifa again. So ribo, you're marba afias, so you take have a tigun before afia number two, and you have an afia before a maisa tigun. This machlokes amroim that we just said, if you're metagin v'oifo, you do oifo and then metagin, is the same machlokes tanoim that we're saying over here. Meaning, if it has to be noe, so you oifo first and metagin afterwards, so it should remain a pretty sight and not have a tigun before. That it has to be you do the afia after it's a little partially mevushal, meaning it's ready mitukan. Command over mitagno v'achach oifa. You mitagan first and then you oifa second. Zok the Gemara weiter. We said that if the kohen gadol dies, so the one that takes over, he brings a half a isorin. He only does the second part that was left out by the first kohen. Zok the Gemara loy soiv dovo shemes. Meaning this din is not just when the kohen gadol dies and someone takes him over, a new kohen gadol, but ela afilu nitmo. Even if the kohen gadol brought the machzis baboika and then it became tomei, the one that's this man in its place, that one is going to bring, also he's going to bring a chatzi yisongen, not just when he's meis, even when he's nitmo. So gemara v'afilu nitcha mimum, even if the tchi is because he became a kohen balmum. What exactly is the chiddush in mum more than tumah? The chiddush the same thing, but that's the mufarshim mavon this. But upon him, even by mum, we also say the same thing that it's one that takes over brings a half a yisogin. Zogim Tony, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, devad dila va'afilu nitcha mimum. Hitaka says that even by nitcha mimum. Meaning the Gemara asks as a kasha, v'afilo nitcha mimum, is this even by a mum? So the chiddush is, he says, ein chanami. You have to know exactly what the chiddush is, but he says, ein chanami, not just by nitma, even by bamum. Toni Rabbi Yudim ben Pazi devadila, v'afilo nitcha mimum. Zog the Gemara, the last Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, machlek zeb shimna Rabbi Yehuda, by kongol shemeis, and they were not memana someone else, so now who has to bring the chavitin? Do we say that it's coming from Tzibur, or do we say that it comes from the Yoshim? How do we know that it comes from the Yoshim? Talmud Loimar, it says that the Koyin HaMashiach Tachtov, Mi Bonov Yase Oiso. It's Mashmet Tzachiv on the Bonim. The Bonim have to do it until you Maman another Koyin Gol. Yochiv Yen L'chatzoyim. Meaning maybe they should bring the same Oifen of Machse Baboyka Machse Be'erev. So Talmud Loimar, no, Oiso, Kulo Amarti. The Torah is saying that once it's Yoshim, so then they bring it in one shot, they don't split it into Baboykem Be'erev. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oimer, Ein Aboy Ala Mishal Tzibur. It doesn't come from the Yoshim, it comes from the Tzibur. Shenemar, because it says in the Posik, the same Posik, Mibonav Yaseh, it says, Chok Oilom. Chok Oilom is Mashmeh, it's a Chok on the Oilom. Mimisha Briyo is Shaloi, meaning it's coming from the people. Misha Bris Kusaloi. Different Gesois over here, but the point is that he learns that the Tzibur doesn't bring it as Chatzoyim. The Tzibur Taka brings it as a whole, but it's the Tzibur that brings it. It comes from Tzibur, it doesn't come from the Yoshim. Zog Digamara, Kolil Tiktok, Kolil Aktor. That's Taka, the Makar, that it's Kolil Tiktor. It's Klil. Klil means in one shot, the whole thing, and not Pshat L'Chatzoyim. Both agree that it's not L'Chatzoyim. Question is it the Yoshim or is it Mishal Tzibur? We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Daf Chof Omid Beis, by the two dots.